brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
So good to hear Matt Pinto first thing in the morning. We are the Morning Animals and Zynga Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick and Carrie Murdoch on this Tuesday, October 4th. Beautiful weather today throughout the, well, foreseeable future. The high today, 84, partly cloudy. Same thing for the next 3 days. Then Friday, we hit the 70s for our highs. Mostly clear and 72 Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 70. Currently, 57 at 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal, as we get ready for your McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic First Take.
What time is it?
It's the McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic First Take, brought to you by McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic, Oklahoma's most trusted choice in orthopedic care. McBride is 100% physician-owned and has the best team of physicians in the state. The McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic First Take on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
You know, we don't have any coverages where we let people run 20 yards behind us. We don't design coverages like that. Mistakes happen. There was a mistake. And, that things that we can't happen that we've got to get corrected.
All right, so reassuring to hear from OU defensive coordinator Ted Roof that they don't actually have installed in their game plan on a weekly basis coverages that allow the other players to run 20 yards behind them. So some reassuring news down in Norman. Still don't know what's going to happen with Dylan Gabriel, so nothing reassuring on that front. Who's going to play quarterback? We don't know. And listen, if you think the sky is falling in Norman, well, you might be right, because it doesn't look good right now. And it was so great a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I heard some things over the weekend amongst the, once you get past the anger and just, depression part of OU football, there were people, that were coming above water and saw the sun coming up and were using perspective, right? And I know a lot of people don't want perspective, especially after that beatdown on Saturday. Perspective is not what they're wanting. But I heard a lot of this, some. Rome wasn't built in a day, right? Look at what Bob Stoops did. He came in there and he didn't immediately go win a national championship. It took him 1 year to go win a national championship. He won 7 games in that first year. So you got to build. You got to get your own players in there. And all that stuff, sure, is probably true. But here's the difference between when Bob Stoops took over and Brent Venables taking over right now. You know how many games OU won last year? They won 11. You know how many games they won the year before Bob Stoops came in there? 5. The prior year to that, 97, they won 4. They won 3 in 96. They won 5 with Howard Schnellenberger in 1995. They hadn't won a national championship in a minute. Fans were restless. Obviously, they haven't won a national championship in a minute now, but they're coming off a great run of success. And that's why people have a hard time stomaching what they're seeing right now. But I think if you do take a step back and you look at the talent on the roster, there's not a lot of talent, especially on defense, going right now. It's not the talent on offense that they've had over the last couple of years with Lincoln Riley running the offense, and even with Bob Stoops with Lincoln Riley running the offense as coordinator. So it's kind of a weird time to be an OU football fan. Yes, you got to get Brent Venables some time and his coaching staff to bring in their players, get them SEC ready. The problem is people aren't used to seeing losses, not just bad losses, any losses, back-to-back losses. That's why it's a hard time right now for OU fans. Perspective is probably needed, but nobody wants it right now.
Yeah, it's been interesting hearing just the explanations of why people feel the way they feel. And yeah, and that 11-win season is part of the conversation. But listen, neither quarterback's here from that team. The coaching staff isn't here from that team. And most of their best defensive players are in the NFL. A bunch of them got drafted, and they're going to play on Sunday. So that's an explanation. Again, before the season, we heard 40% roster turnover. 40%, almost half your team. I don't know how good those guys are. Look, they were scrapping to try to get guys in here when people were leaving through the transfer portal. So, listen, I am not smart enough to know just by simply looking at a guy on the field, because I cannot break down, evaluate athletes the way a Coach Jones could, the way anybody else who coaches football could. it may be, very well be the case that Brent Venables' defense that he wants to play, they just don't have the guys up front right now. I would think the guys up front would be the most important thing. And right now, they just don't have dudes up front who are making a difference, and everything goes downhill once you get by those guys.
The one thing that is, you know, ties all this together to me that has hurt Oklahoma more than anything is just what happened with Caleb Williams leaving. And you didn't replace the most important person on your team in college football these days. I think we can all agree. Like,
sure,
Oklahoma State's in the position they're in because Spencer Sanders is playing his best football of his career. Sorry, Phil, still hiccups.
But at least they're real.
They're always real. But you bring in Dillon Gabriel, and at the time it was like, oh, this is a, you know, it's such a disaster. This is a really good get for Oklahoma. Like, it could have been so much worse if they don't get a guy like Dillon Gabriel. So he kind of instantly became better than he was. He's still not Caleb Williams. I mean, you still haven't replaced what you lost at your most important position on offense. And he hadn't played all that great. I mean, he's been okay, but he hadn't been the type of quarterback that we've seen at Oklahoma that gotten used to in the last 5-6 years. So, and the funny thing about it is Caleb Williams was never Lincoln Riley's first choice either. He offered Brock Vandegrift, a guy that's toiling away at Georgia behind Stetson Bennett. And the reason he had to scramble to go get Caleb Williams after Vandegrift decommitted and committed to Georgia. So it's like the whole balance of all this stuff. And I mean, Spencer Rattler, that was Lincoln Riley's recruit. He's not a good quarterback. He's doing terrible at South Carolina. I mean, he's the same guy that got booed on Owen Field, essentially. So, you know, all of this right now, like, the defense has sucked for a long time. Like, it's Brent has got to dig them out of that hole, and it's a deep, deep hole to dig out of. But, you know, and the offense didn't lose the game for him on Saturday, but the confidence of everyone feeling like, you know, the defense feels like so much more pressure on their shoulder because the offense is not playing well. The offense has a defense that gives up all these big plays, and they've got to score again, and they're not. It's like feeding off of each other.
Yeah,
it's just a weird position for everybody to be in right now because it's essentially like, you know, you talk about chemistry and teams catching fire and things like that. Like, this team has done the opposite of that. Like, everything that they have done has made them press. It's made them panic. The word Brent has used a lot. And you saw it on the deep balls with the cornerbacks. You saw it in the breakdown and coverages. It's like there's been a lot of guys that are just not going out there and playing football and letting loose and doing what they've been taught to on the practice field. And, you know, maybe it's this whole buildup. Maybe it's everything that they went through over those 9 months. You know, a coach leaving them. A coach that coaches that recruited them no longer there. Buying into Brent Venables, and like, I'm sure that just like the fans, they're trying to prove something that's probably, you know, got all of them trying to do a little too much.
Remember when Bob came in and they won 7 games? Remember how excited everybody was just to go to the Independence Bowl?
Right.
Like, the perspective is different right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're coming off 11
No, I mean, you watch some of... Like, don't compare this to Bob's first season. Like, what Bob came in, he came into a total disaster.
Disaster. That's what I'm saying, Kerry. Like, for people trying to say, well, Rome wasn't built in a day. Rome wasn't crumbled. It wasn't destroyed when Lincoln Riley left. I mean,
you have to look at it.
But the talent really is not that good on defense.
Look at who Lincoln took and look at who the NFL took and put all those players together in a pile, and that was the best part of last year's 11-1 team.
Absolutely.
And look, it was so easy to get sucked in. I am the biggest fanboy in the world. But looking at Jeff Lebby's success that he had and then knowing that he and Dillon Gabriel had success prior to coming here, I just thought this is going to be as easy as it can possibly be. He's run this offense, and he's going to have more talented guys to throw to this year. Well, it just hasn't turned out that way. Because, listen, once they get upside down, the other team can release the hounds. That doesn't help your offense either.
Yeah.
First Take spot.
And that was, I mean, that was the most upside down that they've been against TCU, and they, and TCU just realized, like, hey, let's just throw it deep. Let's run it. I mean, like, the chunk plays that they got, the explosive plays that they got, it just continued to feed on itself. And we've seen that before with this defense before Brent got here.
First Take, sponsored by McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic, Oklahoma's most trusted choice in orthopedic care.
Hey, maybe you realize at some point that it is still OU Texas week. We are going to hear from Steve Sarkisian, who was asked about OU's issues. Talk some more OU Texas coming up next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.